here's a story from The World.
Send climate change to the courts. Across the globe, activists are suing their governments to get them to more aggressively cut greenhouse gas emissions. We're going to look at one recent case in this week's The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Earlier this month, activists in Ireland won a Supreme Court case claiming their country was not living up to its climate change commitments. Ireland isn't alone. The case there, as we hear from The World's Anna Cusmer, fits into a wider coordinated movement.
Environmental activist Clodagh Daly had been closely following the court case for 3 years when it ended for her in an unexpected place.
We tuned in from my kitchen. It was like nothing I've ever experienced.
She watched the decision be announced on a little live stream on her laptop.
And to just hear one judge after the next say, "I agree, I agree, I agree, I agree," was absolutely incredible.
Daly is a member of Friends of the Irish Environment, which sued the Irish government back in 2017. The group argued that Ireland's national climate plan broke the law because it wasn't ambitious enough to meet the country's target of cutting emissions 80% by 2050. The judges agreed unanimously on the case, which is known as Climate Case Ireland.
I think for me, the most powerful element of Climate Case Ireland is reshaping the question of responsibility for the climate crisis.
Ireland has the third highest greenhouse gas emissions per capita in the EU. And Daly says for a long time, the Irish government's messaging was focused on individual lifestyle changes, like the 2006 Power of One campaign, focusing on energy efficiency in the home.
It's easy not to notice the many ways we waste energy. If we open our eyes, one by one, we can make a difference.
But since then...
No more coal and no more oil!
No more coal and no more oil!
Keep the carbon in the soil!
Keep the carbon in the soil!
Daly says youth activists have pressured the government to do more.
Keep the carbon in the soil!
This month's court decision means the federal government needs to come up with an entirely new plan for how to drastically lower the country's emissions. Ireland's climate minister applauded the ruling and says he hopes it forces his government to do more on climate change. This is the second win for a group called the Climate Litigation Network, which helps activist groups sue their own governments. The group's first big win came with a similar case in the Netherlands in December.
Die hier ook aanwezig is. Zal ik nu een uiterst korte samenvatting van de beslissing in het Engels.
Tessa Kahn founded the Climate Litigation Network. She says the Irish decision reduces the fear that the Netherlands win was a one-off specific to Dutch federal law.
So I think the fact that this has also now happened in Ireland really does vindicate this idea that we can use litigation to hold governments accountable for climate change.
And the Dutch case shows that these lawsuits can work. Since the ruling, Kahn says the Netherlands has accelerated plans to phase out coal burning. Her group estimates that their case has resulted in a 3 billion euro investment in new climate initiatives.
These cases have real impacts. They're not just a kind of interesting intellectual exercise for lawyers to produce interesting decisions.
Kahn's litigation network is helping groups in more than a dozen countries, including in Norway, where the local Greenpeace chapter is trying to stop the government from doing offshore oil drilling. They claim it violates Norway's constitution, which includes the right to a healthy environment. Greenpeace Norway leader Frode Flaim says he's celebrating the news from Ireland.
Both because it shows that the legal system can hold the state accountable for climate change, but also, of course, that the Norwegian legal system is not operating in a vacuum. The Norwegian legal system is looking to abroad.
Ultimately, says Flaim, emissions cuts anywhere help people everywhere.
A win in the Netherlands or a win in the Philippines is equally important to us here in Norway as a case in Norway would be to other countries.
In Ireland, Clodagh Daly is still celebrating her group's win.
We're like riding on the crest of what we hope is going to be a global wave of climate litigation. We're really excited to see what other cases might follow.
In the meantime, she's watching and waiting for a new climate plan in Ireland that follows the law. For The World, I'm Anna Kusmer.
The Big Fix is our chance each week to explore how people around the planet are tackling the climate crisis. The Big Fix wants to hear from you. Send us your questions about solutions to the climate crisis, and we'll try to answer them. Send an email to climate@theworld.org. And for more of our stories from The Big Fix, head to theworld.org/bigfix.